it seems to me that if what you do is require, which is one of the things they're discussing, require millions of Americans or nearly all Americans to get some kind of health insurance, either if they'll pay for it or if they can't pay for it, the government is going to pay for it. Isn't that like a huge windfall for your company? That's millions and millions of new customers that you can go out and get.
By bringing everyone into the pool, that's going to make health insurance premiums affordable for everyone. So we proposed that solution early on. You know, we'd eliminate that requirement so everyone could get coverage. The pre-existing condition wouldn't, you know, prohibit you from getting coverage. But everyone needs to be in the pool so that those premiums can be affordable.
I think I understand the argument that if everybody was insured, it could bring down costs for everyone, which is essentially what you're saying.
But that's right. But we know we're paying some of that cost shift now. When someone doesn't have health coverage, they go to the emergency room. Part of those costs are being shifted back on those whose premiums reflect that cost.
But I think you're helping me to make my point or answer my question, because if you do end up requiring, as part of this legislation, that everybody get covered, that 46, 47 million extra people buy health insurance with or without government help, that is a huge pool of additional income and a huge pool of additional customers for companies like yours, isn't it?
Well, you know, our premiums and our profitability really, again, is a relatively low piece of the overall healthcare cost. It's not necessarily this windfall. In fact, you know, we need to look at the group of the uninsured. They may be more expensive rather than less. And so,
you just said that the people who are uninsured tend to be more healthy, which statistically is true.
When you look at the overall pool of the uninsured, I think it's really important, and there's some studies that show that, you know, many of them who may, in fact, as you know, be eligible for government programs now and are not enrolled, you know, if you take the whole pool, we have some data that suggests that they may be more expensive in total as a group of uninsured, and so we're not necessarily going to see a windfall from that group that is currently uninsured becoming insured. But we think they will get health care more efficiently. We think particularly those who are eligible for government programs and aren't enrolled should be enrolled. And we think, you know, we need to have these solutions like the individual market solution we've proposed to cover all Americans.
What makes it so hard to acknowledge that you would end up being able to compete for millions of more customers and you would get greater income from that, even though you'd have to work hard to make sure you keep your profits up?
You know, there's some, you know, it's interesting that the debate, again, is revolving around this. If you look at the rules that are being discussed, there's some serious changes in the insurance market and in the regulation of our companies. So those would really impact that ability to retain the margin.
Meaning that other parts of this health care plan might take away. But you're acknowledging that there is a big chunk of money on the table here for you. There are 47 million people, give or take, who will be buying health insurance if this passes, and a lot of them might buy it from you. You're the biggest provider by membership in the country.
You know, if we look at the 47 million or so of the uninsured, there's a portion of the uninsured, maybe a third in the top end, who could afford insurance and choose not to. But in the middle, there's a tough group that we really need to solve for. That they're going to have some form of subsidization to be able to afford some of the benefits that might be eligible.
What makes it so hard to answer that question, yes or no? Are you going to get millions of more customers out of this, even if you have to say yes, but, or no, but? Can you answer it yes
or
no?
Our expectation is that while there may be more members eligible for health insurance, there are some fundamental changes in the way in which the insurance market would operate. So I think it's just inappropriate to say, you know, that this is driving our desire to change the healthcare system when on a relative basis, we're really driving towards value in healthcare.